This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. The University of Missouri plans to introduce the four campus systems' new president on Tuesday. Curator's chairman Warren Urban will disclose the university's system's 23rd president at a 10 a.m. news conference at the Reynolds Alumni Center. The new leader replaces Gary Forsey, who stepped down in January to care for his wife as she battles cancer. Interim President Steve Owens did not want the job permanently and plans to resume his duties as general counsel. Curators whittled an initial list of 100 candidates to a group of four finalists. No candidate names have been released in the confidential search. KBIA will carry the announcement live. A former sheriff's deputy faces charges of murder and assaulting a law officer for a double slaying and chase that culminated in a shootout at a hotel near the Missouri Capitol. Marvin D. Rice was charged Monday in Dent County with murdering an ex-lover and her current boyfriend at their home in Salem on Saturday. He was charged in Cole County with assaulting a law officer and armed criminal action. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says Rice admitted fatally shooting Annette Durham and Stephen Strodkamp during an argument over custody of his two-year-old son. The patrol says Rice also acknowledged firing at police after a chase ended at a Jefferson City hotel. Rice remains hospitalized after being wounded in the shootout. There's no indication he has an attorney yet. The Missouri Supreme Court will hear oral arguments today over whether public defender offices can turn away cases. Public defenders in the state have argued that they're unable to offer competent representation and risk ethical violations when their caseloads become too heavy. Meanwhile, prosecutors argue public defenders have a constitutional obligation to represent poor defendants. St. Louis University law professor Susan McGraw says a solution to case overload may be hard to find.
The court cannot order the legislature to give more money to the public defender so they can hire more attorneys. That is outside of the scope of authority of the Missouri Supreme Court.
McGraw says the high court could order private attorneys to take on cases when the public defender system is overwhelmed, but she says that could present problems as no other private business is required to take on work for free. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers currently has only enough money available to fix 11 of 68 Missouri River levees and is draining extra water from upstream reservoirs to nurse the flood-battered system through 2012. Officials made the announcement Monday during a meeting of the Missouri River Flood Task Force in suburban Kansas City. The damaged levees are located in Missouri, Nebraska, Iowa, and Kansas. The Corps says the $68 million available is sufficient only to help pay for the most crucial projects. The goal is to fix those levees at least enough to protect against a 25-year flood, although many previously provided 100-year flood projections. John Leho of the Corps says it would cost over $250 million to make all the repairs needed in the Missouri River Basin. And flags will fly at half-staff today at all state government buildings in honor of a Missouri Highway Patrol officer who died while patrolling floodwaters. Governor Jay Nixon ordered the honorary tribute for Trooper Fred Guthrie, Jr. Guthrie was last seen in August when he and his patrol dog were apparently swept away by the flooding Missouri River in northwest Missouri's Holt County. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.